I don't know when I'll be back again.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for McGraw-Milhaven today. Thank you very much for listening on this final day of 2014. If you are planning to fly anywhere anytime soon, you might want to know about a website called SkipLagged. But you also may want to go to that website really soon because it may be going away because the founder of that website is being sued. His name is Akhtar Zaman. And what the website does is help you do something that the airlines don't like. Let's say you want to fly from here to Los Angeles. Okay, you could possibly get a nonstop flight from here, buy your ticket, pay whatever the price is, and you're done. Or you might be able to get a cheaper flight if you go from here to point B to point C and then on to Los Angeles. Or you also might be able to get a flight to a destination by flying only a part of that route. That's what SkipLagged does. It helps you to find cheaper flights by not going all the way on the route that the plane is going. So in other words, you might be able to find a cheap fare to Los Angeles by flying through Phoenix on a flight that then also goes on to Las Vegas. But you don't go to Las Vegas. You get a flight from Phoenix to L.A., and the price of your combined flight is cheaper than if you were able to do it the other way. The airline doesn't like that because they expected you on the Phoenix to Las Vegas flight. Now, this isn't illegal, I don't think, but the airlines do frown on it. And I thought we would bring in a guy who knows more about flying than you and I do. His name is Randy Peterson. He publishes Inside Flyer magazine. Randy, welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for playing that wonderful lead music into this. How appropriate, leaving on a jet plane.
You're welcome. Now, am I right that what this guy is trying to do on his website, SkipLagged, in promoting this to the general public, if I were to do that myself, would I be breaking the law? And is he breaking the law by promoting it?
Well, depends on how you define it. As you know, how you define the law. One is that it's not illegal. There's no law anywhere in the land that will throw you in jail for this. What it is, however, against the certain airfare rules of certain airlines, not all airlines. Southwest doesn't specifically prohibit this, but for United, they do have rules in the airfares, which you agree to when you buy the ticket. You are agreeing to their rules. Now, granted, those rules are available, but I don't know anybody that really reads those, if you will. But again, not illegal, but against the rules of some airlines out there. And it's a case, it's been around for a long time, actually. In the late 80s and early 90s, there was a guy named Tom Parsons who had a web a publication called Best Fares. And he would publish a monthly magazine with all of these fares in there. And did quite well. I think this is what you see is the Internet rising up against some of these arcane rules.
Yeah.
For the airlines, here's their defense on this. It creates logistical and public safety concerns. I hope that the judge that finally hears this doesn't really gag on this when he hears the logistic and public safety concerns, because the airlines are going to say that, well, John bought a ticket to L.A. We're holding the plane for him as a customer service issue. We're waiting for John. How are we know that John got off the plane and is not flying the rest of the route? But interestingly enough, believe it or not, even a Supreme Court justice, Justice Scalia, has actually used a hidden city fare to save money. So it will be interesting enough if this ever gets to the Supreme Court.
Okay, so
if Justice Scalia will recuse himself, because even he sees the fallacy of what's going on.
So that's what it's called, the hidden city fare. And I'm looking at the SkipLagged website right now. You don't need to do it through the website. You could do this on your own, but this guy,
you could do it on your own.
This guy's in trouble because United and Orbitz, the travel website, they're trying to sue him out of existence, right?
Yeah, they are. You know, Orbitz is involved because Orbitz sells airline tickets per se, but SkipLagged's cheaper than Orbitz. Why would anybody go to Orbitz and pay a regular airfare when you can save anywhere from $100 to $600 dollars on an airfare. The interesting thing about this, this may actually be the dumbest thing that United and Orbitz have ever done, because listening to this radio show and all of the buzz about this, and interestingly enough, this website started about a year ago, and this lawsuit's about well over a month old, if you will, but all of a sudden the internet caught up with it, and actually what's happening is United and Orbitz, by filing this lawsuit, are educating all these people now reading this on the internet, saying, well, I didn't know I could save money, and now they're going to learn how to do this, and so it may end up in backfire on United and Orbitz because they're trying to be the internet bullies and protect their monopoly power, if you will. But it's actually, you know, it's referred to as hidden cities, but the lexicon for people that really do this, they're just called throwaway tickets. That's really what this is about. So if you hear the term throwaway tickets, that will probably indicate that it's somebody who actually uses these and does these, and it's the same thing as a hidden city fare.
Okay, I'm actually looking at the Skiplag website right there, and he's got a note on there saying, we are facing significantly higher than normal traffic. So you're absolutely right, Randy. This is all the publicity about this, and I'm happy to give him the publicity because it's a shortcut and it's not illegal, and I fly a lot, and this is the sort of thing that I had never considered doing before because I usually like to try to fly nonstop if I can. I'm a large person, and the more time I have to spend in an airplane or an airport just means more pain for me. But for other people to do it, now here's the question. Let's say I did do this hidden city strategy, whether it's through the website or on my own. I book my own flight, and I get on a flight from A to B, but I stop along the way and get off there, and then I go and get on another plane without completing my travel with that airline on their second flight on the same route. What can they do to me?
Well, really, they can do nothing to you. Now, the secret is, if you're a frequent flyer guy, what you do, the secret to this is never put in your frequent flyer number. And the reason why is that if airlines detect this, they may freeze your frequent flyer account because, against your rules. The best way to do it if you're a frequent flyer guy is fly it and then send the ticket in later on for missing credit. You still get your miles, but you don't risk the airline putting the pieces together at the time. Now, this only works when you actually buy a series of one-way tickets. And here's why. If you're going to L.A., from St. Louis to L.A., but you bought a St. Louis to L.A. to, let's say, San Francisco ticket because it was cheaper, now you're going to get off in L.A. You're not going to fly the L.A. to San Francisco part because that's the expensive part. However, the problem is the airline's probably going to cancel the rest of that reservation. So they're expecting you to get back on in San Francisco because that's where you bought the ticket from. So the way to do this is understand the problem. One is that you end up buying one-way tickets. You don't really buy a round-trip ticket because of what I just talked about.
Right, which is why Southwest would be an airline that you could do this on more often.
Absolutely.
Because they're all one-way tickets.
The second thing is that you don't really check your bags. You got to take them on board for you, because if you're not paying attention, your bags are going to be in San Francisco. You're in Los Angeles. So that's a problem, if you will. And so there are a couple little nuances in the whole thing. One is the risk of frequent flyer credit. There's a risk of what if the flight gets canceled and they put you on another airline? Then you're kind of out of luck anyway. Let's say you were going to, you bought the San Francisco ticket, get off in L.A., but there's a mechanical, so they're going to put everybody on the next flight. Well, it doesn't really go through L.A. It goes through Spokane, or it goes directly to San Francisco. So you may, and again, the airlines are just trying to accommodate you as a passenger, get you to where you bought the ticket. You may end up where you bought the ticket, not where you want to go. So it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those who don't have time to learn how to do this. Skiplag has reduced the kind of technical challenges of this, but there's a company out there, ITA Software, that a lot of the travel junkies, those who do use throwaway tickets, they use that software to kind of find these throwaway tickets. They don't really rely just on skip lag because this is not something new. It's been around for a long time. In fact, in 2002, a group of passengers sued Delta and Northwest, some other airlines, to get rid of their hidden city policies, if you will. The lawsuit never went anywhere because they were arguing about who the expert was to decide testimony. But it's been around literally since the late 80s. But this is the power of the Internet on two ones.
Absolutely.
Two ways. One, technology allows this for the everyday person to use. That's what this guy has done. And he's only 22.
Yep.
Hurrah to him. And second of all, the power of the Internet, letting everybody know about this because it's David versus Goliath.
Absolutely. Randy Peterson from Inside Flyer Magazine. Thanks so much for joining me here today, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Bye.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.